Let's get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The US President Donald Trump has said a ceasefire is now in effect between Israel and Iran. In the past hour, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed he had agreed to the 12-hour truce. This morning, Iranian and Israeli media channels reported that a temporary cessation of hostilities between the two countries was now in operation. Overnight, sites in Iran were bombarded by Israel, reportedly killing 9 people, including a nuclear scientist. Iran launched 4 waves of missiles at Israel, in which 4 people are reported to have died. President Trump made the surprise announcement of a ceasefire last night and issued an update this morning. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Shortly after 6 a.m. Irish time, President Trump posted on social media platform Truth Social that a ceasefire between Iran and Israel was now in effect. "Please don't violate it," he wrote. The Iranian government indicated its support for the ceasefire by claiming it had been imposed on Israel after an Iranian missile attack targeted a US base in Qatar. All but one of those missiles were shot down. Iran launched 6 waves of missile attacks on Israel during a 6-hour period following President Trump's initial post on social media that a ceasefire had been agreed. Those attacks stopped just before the ceasefire start time at 5 a.m. Irish time. The Israeli army has lifted its order that all civilians stay close to air raid shelters. The agreement was brokered by the United States and Qatar, which directly contacted the Iranian government. According to President Trump, the ceasefire is supposed to become permanent in 24 hours, if it holds. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The latest developments are due to be discussed at a 2-day NATO summit, which is getting underway in The Hague today. Member states are expected to commit to increase their defence spending in the shadow of the conflicts in the Middle East. The Hamas-run civil defence agency in Gaza has said Israeli forces have killed 21 people who had been waiting for aid near a distribution site in the centre of the Palestinian territory. Around 150 other people were wounded. The Israeli government has been contacted for comment, but has not yet issued a response. The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, will bring the heads of the Occupied Territories Bill to Cabinet this morning. The proposed legislation does not cover a ban on services. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This bill will ban trade with the occupied Palestinian territory by making any import from there an offence under the Customs Act. This will mean that the bill will be enforced by customs officers. They will have the power to inspect, search and arrest anyone seeking to import goods from Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territory. While trade is banned, the legislation going to government does not cover services. Although the Taoiseach insists he is willing to consider including services in the bill, and he has sought the Attorney General's advice on the matter. Once the bill has been approved by Cabinet today, it will be sent to the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs and Trade. But there is no indication right now that the legislation will be enacted before the summer recess on July 17th.
The head of the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, has warned of a worsening crisis for hundreds of thousands of children who fled Sudan's war into eastern Chad. With over 700,000 children escaping into neighbouring countries, they account for over 60% of all refugee arrivals. Agreement has been reached with the health service trade unions on arrangements to facilitate the introduction of an extended working day and week. The changes will affect HSE and HSE-funded agencies. It's expected that the agreement will result in an improvement in the quality of healthcare and make services more efficient. A pedestrian in his 20s has died in a hit-and-run incident in Balbriggan in County Dublin. It happened on Railway Street shortly after 9 o'clock last night. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the incident to come forward. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Looking for lower cost heating? Why not upgrade to an award-winning HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler? Visit grant.ie.
Today will be generally cloudy with patchy rain and drizzle. There'll be drier and brighter spells, especially in parts of Connacht and Ulster. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 21 degrees.